County Farm, 34. Jack Moss laying dead down the cotton road. Long John's running, where's he gonna go? I bet he's gone down to the Sapelo. Mama's old on the Sapelo. So row him easy, row him slow, and row him on across to the Sapelo. His mama's old on the Sapelo.
Wow, Doc Bill, I really, really love that song. I mean, it really does make you want to jump in the car and head down 75 to 16 and then take the ferry over to Sapelo. What do you think?
It definitely does. Except you'll need a boat somewhere in between that trip.
Well, you definitely will need a ferry to get you over there. You're listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and I am Anita. And I have with me today Doc Bill sitting in, who's with Sapelo Island Birdhouses. And we're talking about all things Christmas, and especially Christmas here in Georgia and on Sapelo Island. Now, we talked a little bit about the birdhouses, but there are also two Georgia State Park sites on Sapelo, and one of them is the Reynolds Mansion. And it has quite a history, Doc Bill.
Oh, it does. It does. I mean, this is a fabulous building when you think about it. I mean, when you look at buildings on the island, I mean, the Reynolds Mansion actually goes back. It was built by Spalding initially back around when he purchased the land around 1802. And it stayed basically their mansion from 1802 to about the Civil War. At that point, the place fell into ruin, and then it was rebuilt by Coffin, who was who came out of Detroit, and he basically worked with making cars and car parts. Mm-hmm. From then, the property was purchased by R.J. Reynolds around 1934. And again, more additions and places were put into the place, and the place that, was with the Reynolds until his death, until about 1964.
And is that when it became part of the Georgia State Park, or was
that was about
purchased by the state?
That occurred around in 1975, where you actually had it become Georgia Department of Natural Resources obtained it. But again, it's a great place, has a lot of history, and again, you get to look back at old Georgia. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of neat to see that.
Well, there's really a lot of tradition. A lot of his papers and books and things like that are still in the mansion. So anyone going and staying at the mansion, as we mentioned, it is one of Georgia State Park sites. So you can go and stay there and actually have a chance to live as though you are one of the elite from that day and time, because a lot of the things are still there. The mansion still has that same feel to it. So there are a lot of things that people can do, though, guests can do when they come and stay there, other than be at the mansion. But I'm not sure if you would even want to leave. There's so many things to do there.
There is. And again, the phone number to the mansion is 912-485-2299. They have an incredible website, which gives a lot of good information.
Mm-hmm. Since we're talking about Christmas, and we certainly would like to encourage people to enjoy Christmas on Sapelo, I know that they do some wonderful things there. And we have with us on the line here Rose Ferguson, who is with the mansion, and they have a great Christmas program that they do, some tours and a lot of involvement with the community, and also the community over on the mainland gets quite involved with Sapelo around this time of the year. Hi, Rose. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for joining us. Now, you're in Sapelo today, where it is nice and warm, and we're a little cold up here. So, come on down. Well, I know. If I could just, jump in the car or just, I wish I could do that bewitch thing and just kind of wiggle my nose and just appear or something. But now tell us a little bit about what goes on for Christmas at the mansion. What do you guys have planned for this year, 2013?
Well, here at the Reynolds Mansion on Sapelo Island, the beautiful Sapelo Island, we've got a group of friends of Sapelo, and they will be decorating the house and all of its splendor for the Christmas holidays. So we're doing Christmas tours and brunches throughout the month of December. We start on December 2nd, and we'll end on December 21st.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you said brunches and tours. So tell me a little bit about the tours.
Okay, the tours will be actually a tour of the south end of the island and the house itself.
Mm-hmm.
On Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, the tours will be from 8:30 to 4:30. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 8:30 to 2:30. And we have two Saturday tours on December 14th and 21st, and those are from 9 to 12:30 p.m.
Okay, all righty. And as part of the tour, though, do they get a chance to have lunch or do some other
yes.
things?
During the week, we have a luncheon planned with country fried steak and, of course, all of the fixings. And on the weekends, we have brunches, a pancake brunch planned.
Oh, that sounds great. You definitely count me in on that.
I know, I love it. Well, who doesn't love pancakes? I mean, you know, pancakes with all the butter and syrup, that sounds perfect. Sounds perfect. Now, you said that the decorations are done by Friends of Sapelo?
That's correct.
So tell me a little bit about the Friends of Sapelo.
The Friends are a group of particularly ladies, men, that have a love for Sapelo and a passion for continuing the Sapelo Island traditions. So they have agreed to decorate the entire house and plan the training and all of the tours for the house during that period of time. And they particularly decorate the house with a lot of nature, the nature's bounty from the island and the sea. And, of course, we have indigenous greenery and sea life that will be used to garnish the house during the holidays.
Yeah, we just talked a little bit on another segment that one of the neat things about Christmas on Sapelo is that you get a chance to go out into nature and collect pine cones or seashells, and you can make all kinds of, you know, wonderful Christmas ornaments or just Christmas decorations right from nature there.
And I think it amazes yes. The thing that amazes me about it is when we talk about decorating the Christmas trees, these are Christmas trees, and I mean the nest. There are many Christmas trees they have there.
Yeah,
and,
they do for a lot of trees.
And they're gorgeously decorated. And remember, the mansion, it has 13 bedrooms and about, 11 bathrooms. And these
That's correct, and we will have decorations in each one of the rooms.
So it's an incredible design to see all these different Christmas trees, the design, the flower arrangements. I mean, it's really hard to beat. And if you want to see just the site, walking around and seeing the decorations, that's well worth to see that.
Now, Rose, tell me this, though. For visitors who would like to come and stay at the mansion, are there any particulars that they need to know? Is there a certain number of, a minimum number of guests that would have to come? Or are there any stipulations like that?
Yes, to reserve the mansion, we do require a 16-person minimum guest. And it's a two-night minimum stay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And is that the same year-round, or is that just around Christmas time?
That's year-round.
That is year-round. Yeah.
And that includes the meals as well?
During the week, the price is $160. That's Monday through Thursday. Sunday through Thursday, $160 per person per night, and that includes three meals.
Wow.
And on the weekend, Friday and Saturday, it is $190 per person, which includes three meals also.
And you also get access to the island, the southern part of it, as well as, you know, seeing parts of the island, and you also have the beach. So, I mean, to me, that's a great deal.
That really is a great deal. Now, we're running down on the clock here, but I do want to ask you this. Now, the staff that work at the mansion, are they people who live there on the island?
The majority of the staff do live on the island and have been here at the mansion for a number of years. We have staff ranging from 4 years up until 22 years.
Wow.
So the staff are familiar with the island and can assist guests with any of the activities on the island.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have our site manager who's been here for approximately 15 years, who's very familiar with the island.
Okay. And how would someone go about contacting or setting it up? What number could they call? Is there an email they could go to, a website they can go to set this up?
You can call 912-485-2299. We're also on the State of Georgia's website. Send us an email, and we'll be more than glad to reply.
Well, we would definitely send people there and get people all excited about coming down and having some of those pancakes. But now, Rose, you have to save some for me now. So don't give those pancakes out to everyone without saving some for me.
I will.
All right. Thanks so
much. Come down and join us.
But thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wow, that sounds like fun. I'm ready for pancakes.
Yeah, that makes two of us. And in the Reynolds Mansion, don't forget they have a circus room in the top floor and a bowling alley in the basement.
You're listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. This is North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550, FM 102.9, WDUN.